Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Toldot, which means the generations of Yitzchak, Yitzchak and Rivka. Here you have another great dose of reality, if we want to use that phrase. Yitzchak and Rivka have twins. They're genetically the same. They're raised in the same house. Yaakov and Esav. Yet they're not only two different people, which all of us are, but they're antithetical one to another. They're absolutely opposites. In fact, they wrestle with each other in their mother's womb already. And they have continued to wrestle with each other till our time. Yaakov representing the Jewish world, and Esav representing a world that comes to oppress the Jews. And what happened here? So, I'm certain that Yitzchak and Rivka sent Esav to the best school possible and had the best tutors and teachers, So there's an interesting thing that Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch says in his commentary to the Chumash. Rabbi Hirsch is a very, very interesting and astute observer of things. He says that probably is the problem. The problem is that they gave Esav and Yaakov the same type of education. And what was wonderful for Yaakov proved a disaster for Esav. Because contrary to all popular beliefs, one size does not fit all. And Esav needed something different. And perhaps if he would have had something different, he wouldn't have turned out to be Esav. Because you see that Esav is a tragic figure. At the end, he comes back to Yitzchak and he says, Borcheni gamoni avi, I also want to be blessed. I mean, what does he have to be blessed? He's got all the money in the world. He's got all the women he wants. He's got, Nimrod's championship belt. I mean, what does he need? What does he need Yitzchak's blessing for? But deep down in his heart, that's what Esav knows that he's missing. So Esav would have liked to have it also, so we could have found a way, Rabbi Hirsch says, to give it to him. Maybe not in the same way that we gave it to Yaakov. Going to the yeshiva and sitting for 14 hours a day over the Talmud, that's one way. But that Esav can't buy into that. So for Esav, we have to have a different way to talk to him. We have to have a different way to educate him. We have to have a different way to raise him. And that wasn't present, and therefore Esav went his own way. And his own way turned out to be disastrous for him and for much of mankind. We still suffer from Esav. And the rabbi's view of the matter, Esav is Rome. Esav is the excesses of the church. It's the excesses of tyranny. Esav is brute force. Al charba chatichya, we live by the sword. A force has a place in the world, but it is not the solution to all problems. And because of that, therefore, Esav has probably greater frustrations than Yaakov. I heard from Rabbi Feinstein many times, Moshe Feinstein, he said that people say it's, in Yiddish he used to say, Shverz is an ayid, it's hard to be a Jew. He said, that's right, but it's harder not for a Jew not to be a Jew. Because then you're nowhere, then you really have nothing. And Esav, the rabbi saw Esav as our brother. They said the Yisrael Mumerhu, he's a Jew that strayed. They didn't see him as being outside the pale of our world, and we see that in the. In the prophecy that at the end of days, Ve'olu Moshim Bahar Tzion Lishbor Tzahar Esav, there'll come a day when the mountain of Zion judges the mountain of Esav, and that together, V'hoysel Hashem Amlucha, they will agree that God is sovereign, and we'll agree on a basic plan of how to live in this world without force, without violence, without all of the cruelty that exists. So that's very important. That I think it's important for parents to see that in their children. No two children are the same. Even again, they're born in the same family, and everything is the same, but they're not the same. It's different strokes for different folks. And that's certainly true in education. And therefore, just being cognizant of it oftentimes helps the child develop on his own. Shlomo HaMelech said, Chanoch lanar al pi darko, educate a child according to his way, not according to your way, but according to his way, to what does it for him. And that's a real task, real accomplishment that one is able to do it. And I think that remains, as it has in all generations, probably the main task of parents, the main task of schools, of educators, to raise a child that's whole and good, self-confident, and understands oneself. So that's told him.
Rabbi Beryl Wine on how to nurture the other twin. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.